Here we go.
Yo. What's going on, world? It's your boy Jones. Doogie.
Mm-hmm.
How's everything, brother?
Cooler, man. Cooler.
What you been listening to this week?
Lil Uzi.
Lil Uzi dancing like hell.
Mm-hmm. Double O Dub. He dropped another one.
I think that beat in the song I was talking about, I think that shit come from that shot shit. If you listen to it,
shot.
That way, it sounds so much like it. That shit been wrecking my brain because I just know I'd have heard that shit before. That shit could be it. Easy.
Yo,
what's up, brother?
What's good, man?
How's everything?
Wonderful.
You feeling good today?
Yep.
We had me and my dog was together at the third annual pig picking.
Mm-hmm. That's what they call it.
That's what they call it. Shout out to my guy, Tyrese.
Skeets.
Fat Man.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Fat Man's Cave yesterday, you know.
Walking around there like a boss.
Yeah, that's my guy, man.
You heard what he told you.
Nigga say a pig picking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was thinking damn his little baby pigs walking around that bitch. Y'all just grabbing them. It's a contest. We can get them bitch the fastest.
Hey, that's how it seems.
I can see
me
now. He right when he stand up to me. That's what he done did.
Get video.
I got him.
Yeah. Hey, that do sound like the type of shit he would be.
I bet our up north fan base is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, listen. It was a bunch of different.
Well, it was a barbecue.
Yeah.
Like cook off.
Yeah. So it's a bunch of barbecue cook off. So
barbecue.
barbecue. Goddamn.
Cook off.
Bunch of motherfuckers just, got out there. They,
niggas came from DC.
Yeah. DC.
Just to cook a pig?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all better not let them niggas come down here and not cook y'all. Who won? Somebody from Dalton?
Nah, he was.
Somebody from Effingham.
The guy that actually won from Effingham.
That's where the fuck I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
Name
probably
his,
know him.
The name of his
Bimya. There you go.
That's some good barbecue. You hear me?
Shout him out.
Okay,
not his name.
I left the car.
Yeah, he gave you a car.
Yeah, I left my car.
It wasn't no beef or nothing out there. Everything was just
The swizzle heaven, B.
Somebody did give
everybody left with a migraine.
Nah, I was cool.
So somebody did have some chicken ball though.
Yeah,
I didn't like that kind of chicken ball though.
Yeah, the wet kind.
I don't like the wet kind of chicken.
Yeah, I like the dry one, but it was good. But one thing about that wet chicken ball, that bitch stay hot for goddamn the whole time you eating it.
That shit
had me sweating.
You don't eat pork, do it.
Man.
You could have got some cake.
They had some cake.
They had liquor in it.
Yeah, they had all that.
I had liquor.
Yeah. But they got he got a full bar out there.
Yeah, he got it.
How many beers Jones drunk?
He only had two.
I was drank two.
37 bottles of beer on the wall.
See, Jones.
You only drunk two.
Jones, he was
because your daddy was out there.
No, they took a cooler out there.
We took a cooler.
He said the cooler. He didn't want to be walking around with a damn cooler.
Yeah, I didn't walk around with a damn cooler. My daddy had me with a cooler and shit.
So he sat the cooler down, and we got so far away from the cooler. Till it wasn't like.
Yeah, I wasn't, you know.
He swear somebody was going to walk in there and take a beer.
No.
Say somebody would.
Nah, not out there.
Nah, not out there. They had their own shit out there.
Yeah, everybody. Niggas around there ain't fucking with. If they see some shit like that, they ain't.
Oh, that was cool. And they called me last night. Tamia Jones, some goddamn. I'm trying to do my thing. Like, I'm trying to get some bitches too. They don't want to step him around me.
Me and my pops was goddamn. Nigga, my pops was roaming around that bitch like he owned the motherfucker, man. That dude, man, everybody know that dude, man. Everybody, my dad know every fucking about it. Like, real shit.
He do.
This nigga know everybody know him. And, he just.
And you got to think, with him being a DJ in that spot, everybody done came through that, at least. You know what I'm saying?
And working in the school, too.
Yeah, and he used to work in the school. Yeah, so you know what I'm saying?
Your daddy face guard, a thaw wow.
Everywhere he go. In Darlington, I'm talking about from county line to county line, man. I'm going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Straight the fuck up. Shout out Jones, man. Mm-hmm. Big Pop. My dog. But yeah, man, we kicking with that dude yesterday, man. But it was some music going on. while we was there, I'll remember the name of the group that was singing.
I know there was some something.
Boy, look here.
A live band.
Oh,
a live band.
The live
Jerry
band.
Curls.
The music sounded great.
The music, the instrumental, them boys were playing the instruments.
Like the band, but the band didn't come with the singers on. I don't think they was a total entity.
I don't know. They didn't sound like it.
Yeah, because, man, look here.
Whew, what nigga sound like? Sex of Chocolate.
It was, boy, Randy Watts was out there, motherfucker.
It was girl Randy Watts.
Yeah.
She and what could, you were just singing, songs, whatever, like songs beat that play?
Songs she shouldn't have been
a
singing.
A song she made.
No.
Oh,
yeah, song. They was doing covers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was songs they shouldn't have been covering. Damn. You know what I'm saying? But we laughed like hell about it. Like we bust some good guts out that
if
bitch.
If you gonna cover
it,
a song like Killing Me Softly, you ain't got to sing it in the same key she sang it.
Yeah, you ain't got to
sing it. Key that's good for you.
Yeah, you ain't got to sing it like Roberta.
She was drinking.
My daddy said she needed one if she wasn't. You know what I'm saying?
You know that part where she be like, whoa. Oh. You know that part? She did that shit back to back three times.
The words. Whoa. Hold on. I fucked up, y'all. Whoa.
No. She kept going off beat. And then it, like, the beat would come back around and then she hit it again. Whoa.
Bless her little heart. She's going to say,
bro,
bless her little soul.
The
bass player got down and sung. Did he sing One Monkey Don't Stop No Show?
He sang
one of them songs.
He sang a King George type joint.
Yeah. He got down off the stage. What's that funny?
Put his guitar down. Yeah. No. But it was pretty entertaining. DJ, you know.
Sound like y'all got some country ass shit.
It was not. It's not
it
that.
It was a country affair.
But it was put together. It was good.
It was top notch country shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Skeets don't do no half shit.
No, man.
I done learned that by
no, when you say Fat Man, well, I don't know, Skeet, but you say Fat Man Cave. I know every time I went there, I done had a ball.
That's Skeet. Mm-hmm. Like
with Bobo and them. Remember it was COVID time? Uh-huh. Out there, we couldn't go nowhere. Yeah. We go out the Fat Man Cave and shit.
Yeah, like
you know nighttime and that feeling, you drinking it down.
Yeah, that's my guy. He played
guard.
He played my left guard in high school. So, you know, our relationship always been different because he had to really act like he loved me even if he did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But them dudes love me, man. My offensive lineman loved the shit out of me and I love them dudes, man.
What'd he say when he saw you? They go my quarterback.
They go my quarterback. Mm-hmm. They go my quarterback. Got that right. And that's every time he fucking see me, man. Shout out to them boys, man. Got to see Lando out there.
Oh, yeah, he was out there.
Yeah. Shout out Lando Hudson.
Say Brian was out there too.
Yeah, Scotty B. Yeah, my dad said Scotty B pulled up. I ain't see him. I was already gone by then. But yeah, man. Shout out to the Scumbags.
Oh, yeah. They was
we kicked there. It with the Scumbags. You know, the boys had their press passes on and shit.
I don't
shit.
Know what them press passes might have been. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what was going on. I thought they were just
the Scums. Stucky's so fucking stupid. Stucky had me fucking dying laughing when the motherfucker was on stage singing. Yeah. Yo, he is Stucky's stupid as hell, boy.
I don't know if my head hurt from the pole or this goddamn music,
but something got my blood pressure on, goddamn.
Shit.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Scumbags. But yeah, man, we did that.
I know I ate my $20 worth.
Yeah, I damn sure ate my $20 worth, buddy. I ain't do shit last night, man. Then the temperature dropped.
Oh, so you paid $20 and you could just test everybody the food that's out there?
Yeah. As many times as you want.
And everybody came to a damn conclusion that dude had the best one?
They had some judges. They had
Some people that like cook like
cooked
that.
Some barbecue they days. got restaurants in Charlotte, and it was a couple places. It was, you know, a couple distant
what
places.
What made his shit so good? Is the season on it?
They judge off presentation,
taste,
and tenderness.
Mm-hmm.
So his shit was the prettiest, tenderest, tastiest motherfucker in the bunch, man. Mm-hmm. It was good. Mm-hmm. It was good. I didn't taste none with the sauce, but we did buy some sauce from him. So I get to taste his sauce, but it won't be on his barbecue. But he said it right there in
he said that nigga from Everham. That nigga been cooking pig all his life.
All his life, you know what I'm saying?
We said it, my granddad, them niggas cooked that pig.
Mm-hmm. We used to do that shit too when I was younger.
Slop buckets.
Yeah.
Ooh, them things used to be so
they used to do it from the beginning.
You put everything in.
Oh yeah.
Don't throw nothing away.
Oh, yeah. Put that in the slot bucket.
Put that in the slot bucket. God damn, that's a country shit.
These 6 year old talking about take that bucket back there to them hall.
That shit got.
Papa, I ain't going back there. Them
that shit got egg yolks and everything.
All kind of shit in
beer.
Damn right.
Whatever you get that pig, that shit gonna eat it.
Be slack.
Damn right.
Now, you remember when KFC came out with that bowl? It had like
the mashed potatoes,
corn, and chicken.
Yeah.
My boy AC called it. Talking about you going to get that slot bowl.
Them bitches good. Yeah, that shit that good.
Yeah, that shit good.
When they fuck around and say you can have you can substitute rice for the damn mashed potato. Shit,
you can.
Yeah, you used to could, but
okay.
I don't think they serve rice no more. This is why you know when they back then.
Back
then,
okay.
Like yellow
rice. I ain't at KFC in so long.
Yeah.
I do breasts and wings and fries, and I be done. Darlington, KFC, the only one still sell gizzards. Ooh, and in Bishopville.
So. I got a story about gizzards before you go on to music. So I used to live in Virginia, right? So Ace and Leela, shout out to Cuz. They came up to damn Richmond and shit. So he was like, yeah, man, let's go to KFC real quick or whatever. So Cuz go to KFC.
Try to order some gizzards.
He tried to order some gizzards. The girl's like, gizzards? We don't sell no damn gizzards. Where the hell y'all from? Y'all must be from the South somewhere.
Oh, shit.
We don't sell no damn gizzards.
Oh, my God.
Cuz yeah, is so shame.
Damn right. They're looking
what
at
the
you
hell is a gizzard?
The damn,
it's pork.
It dog?
No.
No, it's on part
it's
of the chicken.
It's part of the chicken.
It's out of the chicken, the stomach part.
Yeah.
It's
the intestine?
Nah, that ain't intestines.
Ain't intestines.
Is it
a kid? Oxtail is ass?
Somebody say it's the tail.
What? Oxtail?
Yeah.
It's like the butt.
It's the ass, ain't it?
Uh-huh.
Somebody said, tell me it's the tail. I was like, the tail ain't got no bone.
No.
I was like, the tail is cartilage.
It's like the part said, right before the tail.
Oxtail come from what animal?
The cow.
Cow.
Why the fuck they call it an ox for them?
Ox is the same thing. They the same family.
Ox and cow.
A dog and a wolf the same family. We don't call them a damn wolf dog. ox is a totally different damn thing from a cow, though.
Maybe they started doing it from oxes and then it ain't
yeah,
oxes.
Ain't,
so
ain't no oxes left.
Let's get it from cows.
Yeah, so we'll just shit them and get it from cows. And they won't know the difference because they look just the same.
They're cousins.
Yeah. Same DNA. Crazy shit, man.
Yeah.
So why the hell, if an ox that big and no homo, they ass that big, why the oxtails don't look like the ham?
I don't know.
Cause it's nothing but the ass, like the muscle on the ass or whatever, right?
But
there.
But that what cut of meat would that be? That steak.
Go ahead.
The ham part of the cow is steak. Ain't it?
I don't know.
I thought you said oxtail was ass. That what ham
he
is.
Talking
ass.
About the ass is like the butt.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
But ham maximus gluteus.
But no ham the side though.
Hmm? Shout out to the music Jones on the side part. Or the oxtail.
So what the oxtail bone? That the
he
ass.
He said the ass is the tailbone. The meat and the meat around.
I'm not the smartest man in the world, but I don't think we should be eating anything ass.
I looked that shit up before.
Whatever size a woman when you drunk.
They tell that girl last night that, hey.
What part of the cow does the oxtail come from?
No, I actually had to turn down some damn trail last night.
Really?
According yeah, man. Sometimes you got to know in the hole.
Oxtail is a popular delicacy that comes from the tail of the cow. The tail is cut into thick pieces or chunks. Often stewed or braised, releasing superb flavors.
See, somebody said the tail.
The actual tail. Like
yeah. That. Tail don't
so that why they got all them bones in the cut? No, ain't no.
That's what you was about to say.
Well,
ain't
okay.
No bone in the tail. That's yeah. What I thought too. I thought all animal tails was just like cartilage or some shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what if that just thick ass cartilage is
we're gonna have some.
You ever bit into that tail bone?
We're gonna have some bone. Damn. We but have somebody listening to somebody. We got some dumb ass niggas we listen to.
No, but like they don't know it. I'm get they gonna
but
have
it,
to.
It well, do it, it getting smaller.
Yeah,
though.
You say that, but it looked like it looked like a tail, right?
We're gonna have a Jamaican fan. All right, Ross Clark know everything about the ox tail, man. A tail ting.
Look at it though. That what it look like a tail, right? Go it get big. Go big to small.
It look like we shouldn't be eating that.
Shit, whatever.
That shit good, boy. Shout out to the music, John.
Yep.
For the oxtail.
Lesson
real quick.
Y'all seen Charleston White pull that gun out on Buddy?
Who yeah. We pull a gun on?
Some nigga from Chicago. A DJ, rock nigga from Chicago.
Yeah.
What was it about?
and him being Charleston. Say fuck. He said fuck them boys' mamas. Pretty much talking about Dunham. He said fuck Chicago. Fuck something. He said that shit. Dude was like, you know, oh man, come on, that such and such. You know him. Man, I say what the fuck I want to say. Nah, such and such. You walk upon a nigga with a gun.
Yeah.
Now, B, is that not the same thing he accused, I guess, the youth and the rappers are doing? So you finna shoot another black man behind a fucking argument, but say like that shit would happen with a rapper, he'd be like, they hood, they stupid. Niggas don't care about no niggas.
I don't care if he die.
Yeah. Like, he kind of damn, you feel me?
He
Charleston ain't go out
that's,
like that.
That's why, like, when people talk about his message and all of that, like, he fucking up his own message. Like, he making the character more, the way he say the character, more important than the message. Like,
Jones said something in the car today. Say, man, he might be a plant.
Who, Charleston what?
Mm-hmm.
That's what,
he got a song speaking with his music, John. He got a song coming out against T.I. A diss track with T.I. from T.I.
Hassan Campbell said he was an industry plant. He a plant, man. Say he a plant. Say, you know, say the shit he say and the shit he get away with on YouTube and shit. Ain't nobody else.
Here go Hassan whenever he was talking about this Charleston White. Here go Hassan Campbell when the video come on.
shall we begin?
Shall we begin?
What's the dude name?
The phone, nigga hand, bank head bounce.
Yeah.
Tony the Closer, he got a beef with Charleston White too.
Fuck is that?
You know what though? With Charleston White, it was somebody, and like a well known person that they got into. Oh, the nigga AD for No Jumper.
Mm-hmm.
Like if people told him, like, man, just you don't fuck with him. You can't just leave him alone, man. Because if you say something to Charles, that's what he want, and that's gonna make you feel.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you kind of just got like, you know what I'm saying?
Just let the nigga say the dumb shit he say.
No, I wish T.I. wouldn't have fell for it and made a song and all
that. He said something about Young Boy too. Like, we gotta protect him or something like that. That's his favorite person. I don't know what his motive behind it, but you saying something about Young Boy too this week,
Charleston White.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Young Boy. Young Boy said he can rap better than Jay-Z, man.
Mm-hmm.
Young Boy said he can rap better than Jay-Z.
He can't rap better than Jay-Z, but guess what he gonna do? He gonna sell more records than Jay-Z.
He ain't actually said that, though.
He did.
It was something with how he said, because I read it, I was like, well, he ain't that wrong. I forgot what it was, though. But I mean, ain't nobody.
They be trying to do Ja Morant like that too, with shit he say. Like, he be like, asking something about Jordan. He like, bitch, I could beat MJ one, but who gonna think, like, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that thing y'all talked about last week with what 21 said.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think so many people was gonna be so offended by what he said. They still trying to be on his
way.
Huh?
Why wouldn't you think that?
I just didn't think.
That's a top three rapper. Top five.
Yeah, but I still didn't think. I thought the Nas fans would be more mature than the follow up something 21 said.
It ain't really the fans. It's more like the Nas peers.
It's rappers. It's rappers.
I'm going on what
Jim Jones and Juelz had some shit to say about it.
It was on No Jumper, ain't it?
Yeah, no, they was on somebody's podcast, but they was talking about the shit too.
Are they relevant?
Jimmy and,
for sure.
And Juelz.
You think they relevant?
Jimmy relevant.
Like
Jimmy stay relevant.
Them niggas were talking, when they was on No Jumper, I was watching, man. Adam was just, they was talking about reminiscing about them niggas set so many fucking trends. Like, Cam pretty much the pink shit. I give that him and Boosie, but Cam was the pink. You know what I'm saying?
Boosie did pink?
I did pink.
I'm a gangster, don't you think, just because Boosie wearing mink? I mean, pink. We say, I'm a gangster, don't you think, just because Boosie wearing pink? I won't come from under that mink and leave you leaking like ink?
I ain't heard that. What's on that though?
Let me get me. Let me get me. That hard Boosie back in the day. But,
I was wearing pink since Cam, 2000.
Think about this. They were talking about this shit on the shit too. Jim Jones was the first nigga to rock skinny jeans. Jim Jones was rocking Chrome Hearts with the shit niggas wear now back in 2004. Mm. Jim Jones brought out damn the belt on with the B.B. Simon shit, bro.
Mm.
Jim Jones damn was the first nigga blooding on the East Coast, really, in the video banging. Juelz Santana created the little headband shit or what. You see, I'm like, they got to be relevant, bro. And I don't really, I ain't that wasn't no Dipset fan like that, but just the trends and the shit they set, like, Jim Jones the first nigga wearing True Religion jeans that, you know what I'm saying, that get skinny right there to me, boot cut and shit. Like, yeah.
But
they set so many standards for them.
Setting trends and relevant now, is that
They'll always be relevant.
You think that the same thing?
They'll always be relevant. For a lot of people too. That Dipset era, damn, you know, that shit.
Yeah, but all them a lot of shit. Got mortgages now though.
Yeah. Nigga, I was watching State Property 2 last night, yo. After we left the shit.
On what?
On Fuse.
Oh, it was just on TV.
Yeah, it was just on TV. Boy, Nori dialecting that motherfucker. I ain't know Jim Jones was in the motherfucker. It was a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah, cause he was the niggas. He was Jim Jones was one of the niggas that robbed Beans.
Yeah.
Oh, Nori was El Plaga.
Yeah. No, he was Polo Loco.
Polo Loco.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And his homeboy was El Plaga. I meant the dude who supposedly raised him and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That must mean like the plug or something that I think about it. El Plaga.
Something to that effect. We need some Spanish. You know Spanish, don't you?
Un poquito, poquito.
I took French, so I don't know that shit.
I know Spanish.
My idea is mío.
I know Spanish.
I know C.
Police start nigga. Sir, see your license and registration? Sir, did you see your license and registration? That's all they know. This is where they can't talk. They get in trouble.
Yeah, right.
Yep. I know no English. No habla inglés.
What you say? You gonna suck that bitch? You just gonna do what? That bitch don't know nothing.
Oh man,
I guess that's how we'd be if they start talking that shit up. I just come up from the course, man. I pop up board.
Yeah,
what
nigga.
You said?
Oh man,
no habla.
What else happened?
The only thing niggas know in Spanish is little basic shit. They swear they know some Spanish. Mm-hmm. Hola.
Yeah, I don't know too much. I know a few words.
K aura. They be talking about K aura. Yeah, fucking up Spanish shit up.
You hear the Spanish motherfucker with a K pasa, them niggas start throwing up words like,
yeah.
You know,
they swear you know something.
K pasa. Yeah, let me go.
I learned que pasa from Martin when he said it back in the day.
It's crazy though, cause like with Spanish, I guess that's any damn thing though, cause like, you know, we talking like Mexican thing slang, I guess, cause we from the US, but like you listen to motherfuckers from Brazil and shit like that, mm-hmm. This shit look different. That's like bloga.
Yeah.
Well, Brazil ain't Spanish. Brazil ain't Spanish.
Portuguese.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you're right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But that shit sound like Spanish. Some of that shit sound like.
You couldn't tell. I guess I did know they speak Portuguese, but you can't damn. You can't Portuguese is, it gotta be some form of Spanish, then, right?
If you like listen to like a lot of like foreign words, a lot of the words kind of sound alike on all the shit. Like,
I got a message. I sent that shit to the Bucci, bro. You know, we were talking about the DR and everybody going to the DR, you know, of course, for whatever reason. I watched some shit on the internet. You know, Haiti and the DR is on the same damn thing, but they just do the Haitian, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're about to talk about, too.
Yeah. It's a fucking lady.
That had that baby.
She a Haitian lady, I guess, right? She trying to go to the hospital with her. She just had, I guess, it being the DR. This motherfucker had to have the baby outside because they turned her around, bro. But we still go over there as black men to go get some ass and spend all that money with them motherfuckers. And they doing damn.
That ain't
us
bad.
Dirty some yards right over, bro.
Damn. A few years ago.
Had to have the baby outside on the concrete, bro.
That's fucked up.
It might have been like 2017.
Someone they was going to war with each other and something. They was kidnapping them and shit.
They weren't really going to war. They was kicking all the Haitians off the Dominican side of the island. It was like slicing niggas with machetes and all kind of shit.
Damn.
Like people that
and you gotta think too, Haiti won they independence and shit. They always been like a rebellious state and shit. Like they was like the motherfucker that they couldn't conquer and shit like
they had shit where like if they did the paper bag test, like if you was too dark you couldn't come to that side of the island and all kind of
damn.
Shit.
Damn.
What side crazy. You think you was gonna be from?
Come on, you know.
we'll probably
Probably,
I bet niggas be over that bitch trying to wish they was light skinned to make it
on the side. I don't know what side I would have been on, cuz.
Y'all
we know where you would have been.
Y'all ain't seen that new Black Panther yet?
Uh-uh.
They had part of it in Haiti, but it showed it like in a good light and they ain't showed it in a bad light.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I still ain't.
They said the reason them Haitian gangs and stuff are like that now, cuz America, damn. Fund the damn the shit for them to just overthrow that shit. You know, they just killed their president or some shit like that. You remember? Like, they got some early shit going over there.
Shout out to Kodak.
Shout out to Zopan.
Zopan.
All B people.
Yeah, Sac Passé.
Yeah, man. Christmas time. Chris Brown dropped a Christmas 2-pack. I hadn't listened to it yet. Mm. Mariah slowly creeping up the charts.
Oh, well,
she tried to do something recent, like patent some shit. They wouldn't let her do it. Something about the Christmas shit or something.
It was a name. Yeah. She wanted to call herself the Queen of Christmas. Something like that.
Yeah.
That fucking song. I seen something the other day. Yeah. That shit was like a month ago. I already had started streaming so much. It was like the best Christmas song ever, though.
That shit get ready to creep. That shit gonna be number one on the chart. It gonna be in the top 10 of the charts.
That's better than Merry Christmas from the Temptations.
That's what I want to talk about. Is that the new Christmas? But
it's been, I think, for a while.
Is it for us though? Will that shit ever overthrow what Silent Night mean to us?
Will it?
Yeah.
The point is, when did it? What decade?
Yeah. I mean,
I don't even celebrate Christmas, and all I want for Christmas.
You can take your ass from Food Line to Target.
Every store you go, they're gonna be playing that motherfucker.
You open the door, ding ding ding.
The only people that play the Temptations is the stations that play old R&B, like 101.3.
Yeah, because
101.3 be playing rap. Nah, that shit.
Yeah, they play
crazy.
They play rap.
Tupac on that bitch.
Yeah. And think about this. Most, like, my kids, and they think of that song as a song from Friday. They don't think of that shit as Merry Christmas from the Temptation.
You're right. Friday after next.
That's crazy. That's crazy. How it came on, right?
But yeah, you can't fuck with Mariah Carey down.
Yeah, she
and she sound like an angel on that motherfucker too.
She blew the fuck out. She was blowing like hell.
She would have been singing at the goddamn pig picking.
I don't know her live shows lately.
Yeah,
hit or miss.
She might be.
Yeah,
yeah. But that who? I don't go.
What's
to
another big Christmas song?
This shit.
Them two is up there though.
Did y'all ever see that video of Patti LaBelle singing the Christmas songs and she did, like, she didn't know the words. The words were supposed to be on her teleprompter. And she was singing, and she was like, "Oh Lord, I don't know the words." Mm-hmm. "Come on, teleprompter, come on, people." And then she was like, "Oh my God, where are my backup dancers?" But she was like kind of singing it while she was saying it. Yo, that shit was so funny.
No, I didn't
see and they
were
like in the background harmonizing. She's like, "Oh Lord, where are the words?" That shit was funny, bro.
But that's Temptations, and
they gotta be more Christmas song than that. We just ain't thinking, I guess.
I mean, I got a couple Mariah Carey songs.
It can't nothing fuck with that.
I got a couple Christmas songs I have to listen to around Christmas time.
Is that
Santa Claus? Christmas.
Santa Claus.
Yeah. Like, Chris Brown version.
Yeah, that one too.
Yeah.
I have to listen.
Come
to,
on, y'all can't let
that's
nigga,
a hard one now.
Yeah.
I have to listen to
when you hear that shit, you know it's Christmas though.
I have to listen to
this Christmas.
And in the last 6-7 years, Christmas in Harlem became one of my favorite.
Talking about the
Kanye, Cameron.
Oh, I heard that. I thought you was talking about the what's the Run DMC one? What's theirs called?
Christmas in Hollis.
Hollis, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they did a whole like a Christmas album.
Mm.
Like Kanye and them a few years ago. Sci-High. All them niggas on this shit, but it's Christmas in Harlem.
You know,
and Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto by Snoop Dogg.
That's
and
what I was about
Pound.
To say.
That's one of my favorites.
That's on the end of that same Friday movie, mm-hmm. too, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
How long y'all think us as a culture going to keep celebrating Christmas? I don't think it got too much longer.
Forever.
I mean, we're going to celebrate it, but we just celebrate it for the reasons we celebrate it. Nah, it ain't even. I mean, it's just commercial now. It ain't. Christmas ain't what it was when we came through.
Do niggas still go to church Christmas?
I don't go to church on Christmas.
I thought people went to church for Christmas.
Some people did, but New Year's is the
New Year's.
Yeah. I wasn't going for either.
When you think about it, us decided we got some dumb ass like habits and shit.
Yeah, but Christmas like now think about it. What do we do for Christmas? We just buy kids shit. But and
that's why I say how long you think it'll go, because like especially like what me and my kids been new about Santa Claus and shit like that and whatever, you know, but like now it's just to a point that we know that like it's just somebody to make money on the back end for the year to get it, you know what I'm saying? Get your last little bit in, you know what I'm saying, before the year over. Like, it ain't really about celebrating what it's about. It's about buying gifts and shit and going hard and be broke in the first of the year start.
Yeah.
Because you did that, and now you got to go to church and pray. Think about something else stupid. I mean, not stupid, but then you got to eat damn collards. You got to eat bees. Like, yeah, we do some crazy shit at some damn civilization.
Dollars and pennies, man.
Like, that's what's going to determine my damn
year
for the whole year.
Yeah. You forgot.
By me being in church when 12 o'clock come. So God knows I was in this bitch now. I start the year out right. I'm eating this. Eating that shit ain't going to work.
People don't care, though, like you say, because even that shit come from slavery.
Mm-hmm. All of it do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even the
even Christmas.
Come from slavery.
With the story. I mean, yeah, Jolly St. Nick and all that shit. I mean,
I don't know
about the St. Nick.
Look him up.
The origin of that one.
A dude who used a damn pedophile little white kids or whatever. That would have said on my lap shit come from. No kids.
Oh, that would have said. Oh, okay, okay.
No kids.
They do they do something different.
You look up the shit like from Santa Claus.
Where they paint their face black.
And then
where?
And like Amsterdam.
Yeah,
or
they do. Yeah, I seen black. That. And then think about this. What, you know, if you believe in the Bible, they say when Jesus was born, you know, it was damn the manger, whatever. It was damn, obviously it wasn't December 25th. So you done put this man, attached that shit to December 25th for the end of the year so you can make some money. You see what I'm saying? Like, and it don't got nothing to do with it. If you look at where the Bible, when it said the time when Jesus was born, it was fields and like shit were going, like it was growing. And it couldn't have been no damn December.
Like a lot of shit that be in the Bible, of all the dates that they put in the Bible, like they put some shit that happened like this time was this date, this time was this date or whatever. They don't put no date on that birth.
You know what? I hate to say this, but Donald Trump might have wrote the Bible, bro. Because that shit, like you say, it'll go right here. You be like, okay, well, that makes sense. And you're like, well. It'd be like some contradicting sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Georgia. Georgia is on my mind, boy.
Herschel Walker.
Georgia's on my mind.
What's wrong with him, B?
Georgia's on my mind. Shout out to Georgia, man.
He just letting the people use him.
Yeah, he's a pawn, man.
That's it.
Yeah, he a pawn.
That nigga be trying to say shit and it just don't come out right,
that
boy.
That nigga say he was a vampire, nigga.
No.
No werewolf.
Yeah, werewolf. He don't want to be a vampire no more. He won't be a werewolf now.
Why?
Cause you can kill vampires with the, you can put the stake in the heart and the holy water.
He was up watching watching the vampire movie late at night. So this nigga said this.
When that nigga said,
he said this shit on stage.
When that nigga ran on abortion, bro, and the bitch came out talking about he paid for this shit, and they thought it don't matter. I said, yeah, these niggas crazy, bro.
Yeah, but
I wonder why people like that, them high up motherfuckers, get away with just lying, and you know what I'm saying? Just, we know they did some crazy shit, and they be like, well,
cause it,
if you're a regular motherfucker, they gonna put you out in jail for 30 years, bro.
Cause like, it ain't gonna, it don't affect
them. Cause the people know that whatever, if he win, he gonna do what they want him to do.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if me and you fuck with Jones and Jones do some flaw shit, we probably ain't gonna fuck with Jones no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That cause we got integrity. You know what I'm saying? We want the people that represent us to have some integrity or whatever. But they don't care as long they as they do what that. He said.
Yeah. So politics is like, picking two of the lesser evils.
That's it, man. Yep. Shout out to Georgia, man. This the week right here, right?
Oh yeah, December something.
No, it's next.
December 3rd.
December
6th.
Yeah, I think it's December
6th. Yeah, the 3rd is a week.
Yeah. Huh?
A week.
Runoff next week.
Yeah, a week from the day. Yeah.
I thought Herschel Walker won already.
No, it was they got to have a runoff.
But my sister made it make
look
sense
at that slot
to me. My sister made it make sense to me. She said, it's a lot of fucking small towns still in Georgia that Warnock can't touch because of the way he talk. They understand Herschel Walker.
Nah, they ain't got nothing to do with it.
She said that's the ones that's making
the, what you mean the way he talk, the things he say?
Yeah, like it's a lot
what
more.
What he be saying?
What my sister saying is there's a lot more dummies in Georgia than we know about.
For shit, sure.
Them people ain't dumb though. Them people just know.
Bro, besides Atlanta,
he on their side.
Georgia is like South Carolina.
Yeah.
Even in South Carolina, all the states, if you look at the shit, like the people that be campaigning the shit that they say they want to do, a lot of times they be voting for people that going against what they really need. Like somebody come through and say, well, we need better roads.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck with the roads. I'm going to fuck with this, that, and the third, the education. The other person be talking about some other shit, and they'll vote for the person that going against the shit they want.
But the crazy thing about it, both of them be lying, because they going to get in that bitch and make their pockets fat and get on through.
Damn right.
B, I like that shirt where you put that on because of my top five for another day.
Nah, this was just the only clean
one. Where the hell you got that from?
Somebody gave it to me around for the holiday last year that I don't celebrate.
What holiday?
Christmas.
Oh,
Christmas.
Why you don't celebrate Christmas for?
Because of the origins, like you say. Mm. Where you come from, I never celebrated.
Yeah, man.
People be like, Merry Christmas. People be like, thank you. Hey. I used to have to go and sit outside when they would be watching Christmas movies
and shit in elementary school.
Yeah. For real. I'd be sitting in the hallway.
Yeah. What your religion?
I ain't no religion.
Or what you were then?
Growing up, mm-hmm. my mom was a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't claim it now because I'm out here young and
thin. They give y'all such a bad record. Every time I think about y'all, I think about the lady from Friday Tour just knocking at somebody. Yeah. Talking about, you prepared for the return of Jehovah?
They don't even say that.
No.
I went to
school. Because if you're not, I got these pamphlets.
Yeah. Why they used to make y'all do that for?
Because it in the Bible.
That you supposed to hand out pamphlets?
No, you're supposed to go and preach.
Spread the word.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about why they make like their kids and everybody like just walk through a neighborhood and go
spread the word.
You spread the word. You preaching.
Jehovah's Witness believe in John Smith. Well, what, that who wrote that thing?
I'm thinking about Mormons. Mm-hmm. See, I got an uncle that was, you know what I'm saying?
Who wrote the Jehovah's Witness thing?
It's the same Bible.
Oh.
Yeah, I got an uncle that was Jehovah's Witness. And they, you know, be loving on them. Same name.
And your sister had to wear skirts all the time. She went pants.
No, that I ain't had no sister, but that holiness. Mm-hmm. And see, like you say, people be having them fucked up. They be a whole bunch of shit fucked up and they don't be thinking, they don't be knowing what it is and all that shit.
Yeah.
They wear pants and all that makeup, get the hair done and shit. That them other people that don't be getting the hair done.
And when we used to go to school with the girl, she always used to wear dresses all the time. She ain't never wore no pants.
It was a few of them we went to school with. A few of them. Mm-hmm. But
I don't know what kind of music Jehovah's Witness listen to though.
Your boy your boy
it's gotta be Jay-Z.
Matt.
Why wouldn't it? You better ride it sideways.
Oh shit.
Nah, it was just Prince.
I see the niggas night every goddamn Jay-Z concert to my Hova. That why I be like her. It come out now.
Nah.
That why you fuck with Jay-Z so damn hard.
That really reason why I shouldn't fuck with Jay-Z. Yeah. But anyway.
Listen. Math Hoffa had Search on. MC Search.
Uh-huh.
Third base, you know. The guy who Nas came in the game through.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked him, you know, again, but we already talked about him and how he said Jay-Z owns some of Nas.
Nas owns some of.
Nas owns some of Jay.
Takeover.
Yeah.
Dead President. Dead President.
Yeah, but Jay-Z don't own none of Nas shit. Blah, like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But he was like,
Yeah, Jay-Z paid that nigga every time.
Yeah. Search said, When Nas sold his first 100,000 records in 94,
mm-hmm.
when Illmatic sold 100, he was a millionaire.
Mm.
He said he set up his contract to do that.
Search
said he only get 2%.
Yeah, I seen him say that, nigga.
He only get 2% of Illmatic and 2% of It Was Written.
And what is MC Search?
Jewish.
Hello. Somebody.
Listen. But he also said that's why he set the deal up and helped as many people. He said when he was growing up, like he was a white Jew,
mm-hmm.
and he said he could go. He had a ghetto pass. He said I can go anywhere in New York and nobody ever robbed me or did anything to me because he knew the people he needed to know. He said that's why he didn't fuck Nas over, because he didn't want to be the Jew that fucked over black people. He said this shit out of his own mouth. And when he said it, it just hit me like them boys was saying that shit, but a lot of motherfuckers ain't paying attention to what they saying. Ye said they pretty much run everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Search get on there and said he didn't want to be the Jew that fuck over black people. That means they've been fucking over black mm-hmm. people for a long time. Why he feel like that? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And for that to come from a Jewish man, I was like, I'm leaving the whole situation alone.
See, the thing is, though, like, motherfuckers being like, I guess if you're a conscious person, or, you know, I call yourself work or whatever, you been knowing about the Jewish shit and hearing about the bankers, the Rothschilds, mm-hmm. all these niggas like this. But, you know, anytime you say some shit like that to somebody, It's almost like that anti-Semitic thing. They're going to tell you you a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Well, that shit ain't true. Ain't nobody, ain't no boogeyman like that. Like, bro, but like them boys, it's proof that niggas is doing that shit, bro. Like, but like, as soon as you say some shit, they're going to label your ass, you Alex Jones. Now, even though Alex Jones do go far on certain shit.
He go too far.
Yeah, he go too far.
But damn, if you believe in anything he say, oh, you a conspiracy theorist. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wouldn't be no conspiracy if y'all weren't conspiring.
Yeah.
What, well, that's a whole nother show. We got to come up with a conspiracy podcast so we can talk about all that shit.
Oh, I'll tell you, I go down that rabbit hole. My homeboy just sent me, it's a dude named Rod Hayes. I don't know if y'all know him.
I ain't never heard of him.
Look him up. You gonna think the shit he's saying far-fetched, because when my homeboy just showed me that shit, I'm like, man. You like, oh my, I guess what I'm saying, not a conspiracy. You like, ain't no people, they ain't really doing that, bro. Like adrenochrome, like such and such. So I'm watching, what's the shit? South Park one day. Guess what they talking about on that bitch? Same shit, talking about adrenochrome. This is what the damn famous people do. Jay-Z now, whoop the whoop.
That what they said on South Park?
Yeah, I mean, the same thing he basically said.
But you know, South Park be getting their shit from that shit.
For sure I do.
Pick at it.
For sure I do. But the thing is, if you look into that shit, though, it is what that shit is that.
Yeah.
Think about that shit with Buddy, the nigga who they killed with the whole island shit or whatever, and just shit like that. Like, think about this. They know that little kids were damn being sex slaves and all that shit going on. And we ain't never know who the fuck. Only thing I lied, was him and the damn girl. We don't know nobody name who was on that list, who they were saying was big names, like Bill Clinton. Anybody you can think of, Barack Obama, like everybody that went out there and did some freaky shit. You know what I'm saying? But we don't know none of them names. Then they be like, well, that's a conspiracy theory. So it's like, well, they kind of said who it was. You know what I'm saying?
They just ain't never.
Trump, you know what I'm saying? But then the government never damn fuck with nobody. Like, you see what I'm saying?
That's why they had to kill Jeffrey.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's why he had
to. It's proven that how his neck was or whatever, some shit. Like, he didn't hang himself some blunt force shit or whatever they said. But like I say, if you say anything, they could be like, well, you a conspiracy theorist and go down a rabbit hole. But we do need a show like that, B.
Yeah. Goddamn.
Down the rabbit hole. That's the name of it.
My son.
See if somebody got it. Oh, this nigga. Go ahead. Please talk about him.
My son. My son decided to throw all his Nikes and Jordans and shit away.
Your son?
No, my son.
Oh, my son. Okay.
My son, yeah.
Why his lips so thick? Pause. I was looking at a nigga, I can't even watch that, bro. What's going on? You got a keloid on your lips?
Oh shit.
It like he got like
That shit. That
like if he tuck it in, it'll like, look
damn.
Rubber. I don't know,
what
man.
What do you think happened if you do like this one time? Damn.
All right, you know, my son gonna come in and sit down and talk serious on the
Yeah, I said my son peaceful. I don't think he gonna damn do nothing to me now.
He threw all his sneakers and shit in the trash.
12 pair of shoes.
What kind of sneakers?
All Nikes and Jordan.
Nikes and Jordans.
Because Kanye shit?
No.
Kyrie. You mean Kyrie shit?
Kyrie.
Because of what Phil Knight said.
Yeah. What did Phil Knight say? See, I didn't see what Phil said.
He basically just said that Kyrie basically crossed the line, and then a lady asked him, do she think they're going to still work with him? He was like, I don't think that it is.
And I'm going to hit Phil Knight with the same shit Jalen Brown said. Bitch, you got Nike being Sam factory out, so need Chinese motherfuckers a sweat factory.
Yeah, and that's why my son.
Yeah, your conscience at. You see what I'm saying?
But people forgot, like, when Colin Kaepernick was going, was getting blackballed by the NFL, Phil Knight stood with him. And he gave him an extra deal and gave him shoes and shit, like a shoe. Like,
that still don't take away the fact that you can't damn, I said it before, sweep around your own front door. You can't tell me about my code of ethics when you over here. Like I said, people in that sweatshop shit for real. Nike been accused of that shit for years.
But what I'm saying is, like, if you mad at him about the Kyrie shit, that's cool. But you can't take away the fact that he stood behind. Like, you can't say he don't fuck with black people when he stood behind.
No,
Kyrie,
I ain't saying fucking with black Kaepernick. People.
That's what a lot of people saying. And they talking about they throwing away their shit just off of that. Like,
but that ain't gonna hurt the dude because they already bought the shit.
Exactly.
And then think about this: Kanye West still rock everything he wear. Adidas and Balenciaga.
Nigga set up
that's
a pop-up.
That's the shit. You seen that Balenciaga shit? You seen that new shit?
Adidas and Balenciaga shit.
No. Now this is a conspiracy theory for your ass. Just look up the new Balenciaga.
Oh, with campaign, the kids and the little things and shit. When they look, yeah, I seen that shit.
Yeah, yeah, that shit wild. Sometimes that shit look like it just too much little subliminal shit be in the look like this book in it and look, this book is this and all this this person they got the name and all that kind of shit.
Yeah,
just let me know shit.
They weren't supposed to have that little damn that little girl or whatever that for that was for that holding that bell. Yeah, that shit
it go deep. Little, yeah. That shit crazy, but
everything symbolism though, like. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you don't see it. Even to like, not to go back to even like with certain Jay-Z and Beyonce in those videos, like we don't really peep it, like big motherfucker like that. We don't really peep the shit because we're like, oh, that shit was hard. But
yeah,
certain shit ain't up, but just like satanic shit and like little shit, they letting you know who I'm with. Who it was talking about Jay-Z? Oh, matter of fact, the nigga used to play football who Jay-Z was signed to, was on signed with Jay-Z.
He played for the Chiefs.
The Chiefs. You heard what he said about Hov? What
did he say?
The running back.
He said on niggas. Say on that shit, like I think it's Shannon Sharp or somebody was Whitlock. He kind of changed. He changed his perspective too on damn the whole Kyrie kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Whatever.
I don't trust Whitlock,
but
I don't know what side
he had. He had Buddy on there. He was just talking about his life, and he was asking him something about when you signed with Jay-Z and all that and this and that. And he was like, he had to stay away. You could tell he on some
He an extra super Christian type nigga. Yeah, I don't trust them.
But he was saying Jay-Z and I'm just part of satanic shit and he's saying certain shit and I say damn.
It always be some black successful person that's part of satanic shit. Yeah. That's the part I don't get.
I think it's part it's any successful person period.
Yeah, but I mean niggas like him only shit. Talk like
I think it's about like Norris say you can go up so far, but like if you want to go that, you know what I'm saying, you go down that way and get what you want, it's going to be something to come with that shit.
Norris satanic too then. Cuz he went as far as he could go in the music, now he in media. So he part of it too.
But what he said was, he went as far as he can go now, because Nora could have been way bigger. But what he's saying, like, when he went to where he was at, that's what made him, like, stop fucking with that shit, because nigga, I had to go down, either I go this way and chill out with what the fuck I got, or I got damn go get everything else, but there's some damn shit going on over here now.
When Nora first came out with his podcast, who he was signed to?
Revolt.
CBS. Keep your eye open, my brother. Ashe.
And who on CBS? Who? Jewish people.
Yep. Synagogue of Satan, my brother. Shadu Allah Allah.
That nigga Jehovah Muslim.
Lahayim.
Oh God.
My third eye open. You think that's why I eat fruit? That's why I eat fruit. Keep the pineal gland.
So who y'all think gonna
dead
win
anyway? Cause that shit come in your water.
Who y'all think gonna be at the top?
Fluoride. Anytime you take a shower, that shit in there. Unless you got the damn thing to catch it.
It feels.
Yeah, I do.
You brush your teeth. I got with regular toothpaste.
No.
You got this non-fluoride kind.
I use black toothpaste. My shit charcoal.
I don't mean the black. I say dude got non-fluoride.
Non-fluoride. Black.
They gonna get your ass with that shit though. They gonna find some way to get you. That mother tell me, he's like, we be talking about that shit. He's like, but that shit in the water.
You use deodorant?
Anytime you drink, it's in deodorant, yep.
Yeah, see, I don't. I got a rock, and I rub it for 100 times. Keep it fresh. Keep that aluminum out your boy.
Come on, a rock.
It is. It's crystal.
Who y'all think gonna be at the top of these lists that's about to come out? Food. Album of the year, best album, lyricist of the year. I mean, you know they're gonna do a top 10 for all these. Who we looking for? Who we...
Same people, Kendrick, no? Who we talking about with every damn thing else?
Oh, yeah. Kendrick going to be on there.
Did y'all see, glad y'all said Kendrick. Did y'all see where the baby said that he rapped better than Kendrick, J. Cole?
At first, he said he can rap at just as good as them.
Then he said he rapped better, right? This boy crazy.
Yeah.
Listen, let me tell y'all something.
I was on my J. Cole back the other day, just listening to some of the nigga old shit.
This one for E. It's for E-40 off the scumbag. He is the baby fan.
Oh, really?
He always be.
He like everything in Carolina.
This nigga hit me up.
You need to start listening to Trap Dickie. He's a
nigga,
rapper.
This nigga hit me up when he did that freestyle on a few weeks ago. He was like, you see, I know you gonna talk about that freestyle on your show. I talked about it, but I ain't really touch on it. But for the water, let me tell you something. Tell that boy don't get his feelings hurt. Talk about he rap better. What wrong with the baby? Though he only rap one way.
They're talking about Christmas gifts.
Must be. he must have been talking about a birthday present, a rapper getting his cars wrapped or something.
Blunt wrap.
Yeah, because ain't no way in the world. And I can't. It was somebody else on that list.
Kendrick don't even be out there like that.
Yeah, it was somebody else on the list when he said it. Let me see if I can find it. Dog, the shit had me flabbergasted. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
J. Cole gonna drop next year, watch. And be on the same list and shit like Kendrick and it.
You think
they kind of take turns.
You think he rap gonna drop something? When he dropped that last one where he went and played basketball and all that? That was 2019, ain't it?
Who?
A while ago.
J. Cole last album. That was like 2019, ain't it?
Uh-huh.
Because it was before.
The baby says he can out rap Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, and J. Cole. That's who it was.
Y'all seen that video with it's them dudes, they be doing the funny videos, and they was like, they had paid like a whole bunch of money to get an Eminem verse.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the dude,
RC,
he was doing the Eminem.
After they cut that shit off.
he was like, okay, that's cool. We got 50,000 left. He was like, no, we got some money left. How much y'all paid for Eminem? He's like, we paid the whole 500,000 for the verse. He's like, well, sometimes Eminem verse, you got to listen to it twice.
He said, play that shit again. That shit is bap, bap.
But then he was like, he said some shit like,
that shit popped up. I
be robbing niggas.
That shit popped up on my YouTube this week too, I swear to God.
Cause he the funniest one of the dark skinned nigga.
Tell me the slim one.
Yep.
That was acting like it was his song.
Yeah.
He is funny.
Nah, it's
that nigga stopped that shit. He looked at his homeboy.
I couldn't think.
He said, nah, play that shit again. That bitch said, bap, 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 bap. So Eminem did that to somebody?
Nah,
they just be saying just Eminem. The high rap. Yeah.
You can't get with me, liggity, splick, spliggity.
Yeah.
He was on somebody's song recently. On somebody's new album. He ain't on West Side shit, is it?
He is on somebody's shit though.
That's reason.
Eminem not in my top 10 rappers. I don't even know if he in my top 20. I don't like Eminem like that. I never did. That shit corny to me. What he be rapping about? He can rap good enough, but that shit just corny. Just making words rhyme together. You ain't talking about shit. You just got words sounding good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now he got some storytelling shit. That's pretty.
Yeah,
cool.
And then when he tell a story, he about to kill his damn mama. He finna damn kill his baby mama. Oh, he crying about his daughter back then.
That was he was doing.
MTV ran Stan in the damn hole.
Yeah,
buddy.
Yes, they did. Yes, indeed they did.
No, they ran Lose Yourself in the hole.
They ran both of them in the hole.
But Stan, I just remember that video getting played on MTV.
Mm. And I'm Sorry, Mama. Mm-hmm. They played the hell out of that.
Yeah, I hated that song.
Cleaning Out My Closet. Nas tied Jay-Z for the most top 10 albums of all time. I know you don't care, B.
He got 18?
Most number ones.
Jay-Z ain't got no damn 18 top 10 albums.
Or 14 or something like that. It's the
16.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because the Beatles got 21 or something like mm-hmm. that. And Jay-Z had like the next most.
Yeah, he got 16. Yeah.
Did we talk about last week with Kanye buying all the shit from Balenciaga and putting his shit on it?
Uh-uh.
I remember you were talking about Balenciaga.
He had a pop-up shop just not recently.
That nigga bought a whole warehouse full of damn. He bought everything from Balenciaga, mm-hmm. from damn Gap, all that shit. And he's putting Ye 24 on that shit and gonna sell everything for $20.
Oh, for his campaign?
No, just so he said so everybody can damn. It's promoting his campaign, but he's like, that's what he want. He wanted, that's all he wanted the whole time. They didn't want to do that shit. He's like, he want everybody in the world to have the best material shit and it just not be, like you say, $1,300. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That bitch bought a pair of $1,300 shoes and gonna sell them bitches for $20. Like, that was his whole thing.
Mm.
That bitch got a warehouse full of that shit, bro.
I hope it work out for him.
Yeah, I hope it do too. I'm sick of you.
And everybody not saying it. The dude he run with, Michael, somebody.
Milo Yiannopoulos. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That dude he is a racist motherfucker. Yes, yeah. Yeah, say he is.
Say he was at Trump. He had him at Trump crew the other day.
They said the other nigga.
I don't know the guy.
Trump. He said Trump was on hollering at him. Say he called Kim a hoe or something like that. Call her a bitch.
A girl from Adidas said, somebody from Adidas said Kanye was showing them new pictures of Kim Kardashian and videos and shit mm-hmm. when he was there.
Mm-hmm. Why would you do that?
Did they say he was showing them porn and all? Of him I think and her.
They just got to go after your character for the damn. Like my homeboy mom was saying last night, she's scared from like, they finna kill him, man.
I hope not.
They're going to make it seem like he did it or something happened.
If they're going to do something to him.
They're going to kill him.
If they're going to do something to him, they can't kill him, cause then that's what everybody gonna say, mm-hmm. and then that prove the people, the conspiracy people, right.
They did that with Jeffrey Epstein. They did that with everybody.
Wasn't
else.
Nobody saying. Wasn't nobody really caring about Jeffrey Epstein like that though.
Shit, nobody that was the biggest thing going.
Nobody cared about him though.
Nobody in the black race.
No, just nobody. Everybody like the only people who cared about him was people.
Oh, you saying nobody cared about him like that?
Yeah, people. Only people who cared about him was people wanting to hear.
Like nobody
to
cared that what was going on. I was like, damn.
No, people cared about what was going on.
Okay,
was, you know,
Prince, Michael Jackson.
What?
Who else died? Whitney Houston. Mm-hmm. All them too. What? Cause you know what I'm saying. When motherfuckers like,
I don't know.
They said Mike started talking about the one shit that what got him killed. Prince damn turned into a Hebrew Israelite or some shit like that.
Prince was Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah,
girl.
Prince was Jehovah.
But supposedly he was talking some old Hebrew Israelite shit.
Prince always talked that type of shit. He just mm-hmm. was. That's why he became the symbol and all.
He made
that
sure
shit.
I knew what his game was. You heard he say he was.
Chill out. You gotta relax. I ain't nothing. I ain't no game.
Oh God.
Rolling 60.
What is it? It's damn, it's almost 2020.
Quando and YoungBoy dropped that shit. That shit doing numbers.
It's good.
I ain't heard. I don't listen to that.
You don't be listening to music like that.
Not no more. But I can't listen to that for sure. Like I can get a little bit of the YoungBoy, but that just too much. They like,
oh, they be talking about shooting.
Oh
shit.
Yeah, it's just too
oh,
much, man.
Okay, okay.
Too much spinning.
You said Quando.
Fuck a nigga, shoot his ass. Bang bang. Fuck a nigga, shoot his ass.
That was Quando. And who else you say?
YoungBoy.
Oh God, YoungBoy. Oof. You got to be ready to play football or something. Listen to YoungBoy. His music hype.
Yeah, man, I don't
yeah, if you don't own no gun, I wouldn't advise you to listen to him.
Yeah, I don't listen to that shit, man. I can't take all that shit.
Or maybe if you got a gun, I wouldn't advise you to listen to him, because oh, you're okay. going to go and shoot somebody. You're going to
go shoot somebody.
That's what I'm saying. That's what they're going to do. That's what they're doing.
Oh, Lord. Jesus Christ. Dog, it's
then,
almost
then
20.
Then he promoting on some old Stop the Violence shit. That way he keeps saying all his posts now, Stop the Violence.
It's almost 2023.
Mm-hmm.
98 was a good year in music, so next year's gonna be pretty entertaining. But 10 years ago, this week, Future dropped Pluto 3D.
Y'all seen how much they gave old girl for her catalog? I always thought about this shit with Future, how much everybody talking about the 56 million. The one girl, they gave that motherfucker, Zick, I think Iggy, Doja Cat or Iggy one, yeah, like Iggy. Some crazy number, bro. She don't do more numbers than Future, do she?
Her shit, but her first shit was when out of here, that I'm So Fancy shit or whatever. Remember that? And it was on commercials. While
but
it was
the gap difference was so much bigger, like, she can't do that much more numbers. If I think,
that's,
but go see, back to my conspiracy shit again. I think that shit about like the house and mortgage and shit like that, even what, and then Kanye West said it too. If we look at these contracts or whatever, whoop, whoop, like, and put everybody's shit on the table and you see who all behind, like, dumb niggas selling this shit, even though that's a lot of money, like, it's like the housing shit. Like, if you black and you got a good house over here, and they gonna give you a low appraiser if you damn mm-hmm. let a white person show it or something. Mm-hmm. I think that shit, like Kanye said, that shit kind of going with the music shit too. Ain't no way the difference supposed to be that fucking big.
What you mean?
From Taylor Swift and Future. This for selling their damn masters and shit. I mean, not Taylor Swift.
Iggy Azalea.
Iggy Azalea, yeah.
But
like Future shit, like Future, I want to say Sarah shit was like some 500 million, like some crazy shit.
For Iggy?
Yes.
I don't know if it was that much.
It was, the disparity was stupid.
Iggy Azalea.
Yeah, hers was like 50 million or something like that.
No. She sold her catalog?
Mm-hmm.
For 50 million?
And Future, no, it's more than 50 million. I want to say that shit like 500 million. I seen that shit on the damn Echo or one of them shit.
Yeah, it was an 8-figure deal. So that ain't a
8 figures is what?
That's like,
that's hundreds of millions.
No, that's tens.
Tens of millions. Six figures is what, a million, right?
Six figures is 100,000. Yeah, 7 is 1,000,000.
But even still, I wouldn't think her shit would be close enough
to
the fucking Future.
Mm.
But her,
how many years Iggy Azalea been out?
I don't know. Let me see.
I don't know one Iggy Azalea song.
You know Fancy.
Who?
Fancy.
Jay-Z?
No. She was with Playboy. Oh, she came out in 2011.
She got a kid with Playboy.
Mm-hmm.
But like you
that
think
nigga
about,
child was born and he was playing. He ain't go to see his child boy. He played a game with Lil Uzi on live.
But like you thinking about just like Black culture and Future, his music gonna do more numbers. But worldwide,
Saying Black culture. I guess I'm saying American culture. Like,
yeah, American culture.
You gonna hear some Future before you hear Iggy Azalea, whether you at a football game, a basketball game, or a concert, or what I'm saying.
Probably gonna have something now because he still make music that come out. But like when she first came out, like her first single was on a T-Mobile commercial. You know what I'm saying? Like that's how big her shit was. Like that's why she can make that, even though she ain't putting no music out. That's why she can get 10 figures for that shit, cause they can see, well, I can play this song on a commercial. You can't play a lot of Future songs
definitely
on commercials, not. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's why they buy it. Like if I could buy some Taylor Swift shit and I could play it on a damn Sprint commercial or this commercial or Deer Park Water commercial, that's why they buy the shit. So they can, and then in the future they can keep putting that shit on. They can sell it, and somebody can remake the song and all kind of shit like that. So,
you don't think nobody gonna remake Percocet, Molly Percocet?
Kids Bop.
They'll murder some songs too, bro.
Oh god,
they wildin'.
This wasn't Future first album.
What was it?
Pluto 3D.
No,
it wasn't his first one.
It might have been his first official album,
but boy, he had some bangers on this one.
Yeah, I think that like his first album that might have been. Cause maybe he just dropping mixtapes before that.
Never End, Tony Montana.
Never End is crazy.
Was same it same damn time? Turn on the Lights.
Oh my god,
that's a hard CD right there.
You Deserve It was my shit. That was my shit.
Like how the hell can that be worth? Iggy Azalea catalog. Just them songs alone, you would think like, damn.
Like, yeah, and this one album, nigga.
Magic. Oh, shit, my bad.
Yeah, Magic. I ain't even say Magic, but Magic on this motherfucker, too.
And they had niggas saying Walla.
Blow, too. Blow that money. Like, and that was on there, too, ain't it? You know what my song was on this shit? That the Snoop Dogg. He got a song Homicide. That shit was so hard, bro. I had to drive from Greenville to down. The end shit, that's how I played back and forth.
This album has some shit on it.
But this had the remix though. Pluto was the first mixtape. Pluto was something separate than this.
No, Pluto was the album. Pluto 3D was like the remastered shit or whatever.
Yeah, okay, like, that's what I was hearing. Yeah. Cause like even the Same Damn Time, it's the Same Damn Time remix with Diddy and Ludacris. Never Ever with Kelly Rowland.
Never End.
For us, this CD is the shit. But for the world, like you say, this was how long ago? 10?
10 years, yeah. So like 41,000 copies first week.
Like all in the clubs, all these songs. Turn on the lights.
But the thing was,
it's platinum now.
Well, you said for us, when you say us, you must mean like the US and them. Cause everybody from whatever state you was listening, where you was from, was listening to that Future album right there during that time. Like little kids who damn, I bet you damn Lil Uzi or whoever the fuck right now can rap you every word from that shit when there was little kids listening to that shit.
What I mean, like us, like millennials and older Gen Z.
You a baby boomer?
I'm not a baby. I'm a millennial, my dude. I'm a millennial.
I'm a baby boomer.
No, you're not. You're a millennial.
Nah, nigga. I'm
don't
baby
claim
boomer,
that
bro.
Shit. They claim millennials, niggas.
What's the difference?
Huh?
We better.
Yeah, baby boomers ain't had no damn cell phones and shit.
You seen? Oh, you ain't no cowboy fan. You right. Seen your boy Jerry Jones on that racist picture from back in the day at the school thing?
I saw the picture, but I just saw people like it was a picture. It was circles like, is this Jerry Jones?
No,
is this
really that's Jerry Jones? Jones. I showed that shit to Jones in the car today. They got his ass, bro.
Ain't nobody say nothing. I saw that.
I think I heard. Matter of fact, I heard Stephen A. say something about it. You know him. They on his ass again because like
that's
say,
the thing. I saw
you always beat on the black man, but soon again, he said, but "I will not hold Jerry Jones responsible for that for something he did when he was 16 years old, 15 years old. No, I can't do him on that one." So he's like, "Bro, how you gonna talk all this shit about everybody black and when they do some shit and you just ready to get a damn pass away now, bro?"
But if he be like that, would you?
I'm trying to show the Jerry Jones picture.
You ain't seen the picture, Jones?
Yeah.
It was a picture of they
was like a school in Arkansas where they were doing segregation, and the black kids was walking in integration. And There were other white people in his face and shit, and Jerry Jones in just the
standing
back
in the background. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, he looked like he was just looking.
Some of them white people on the picture, we just looking some, at that shit. I was like, you could see it in the face. You see, like, one of them got a cigarette.
Yeah,
and
you see
like,
the evil in their face.
Like, damn, bro, what the fuck? These kids just want to go to school.
They want to go to fucking school. What? Why you don't want to go to school with? Like, what the fuck is he going to do? You ain't got to talk to him.
Like I say, got not going to my speed. We got to get this show for real. But like Rod Hayes say, the reason they want that, because they don't want the playing field to be even.
No, they don't. But I mean, they still got the jump, so just let shit go. Leave us the fuck alone. Y'all still ahead. Your dad and them still run that company that goddamn you going to be working at when
it
you graduate.
It ain't them niggas that. It ain't them. Them ain't the ones that doing all the hollering and fussing, the ones who daddies own the companies. It's the ones who daddies don't own the companies who just pull and shit. You know what I'm saying? The regular motherfuckers. They're the ones who really
that
scared.
Who it is. That who it is.
Them the ones who really scared.
That who it is.
That's why, this ain't no conspiracy theory. I got about to say conspiracy, but this is evident. That's why, believe it or not, that's what's behind that abortion shit, and they want them down. You got to go to another state and shit like that. Yeah. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
I heard something like 60% of all aborted shit is like white women or something like that.
A lot of that shit, if you really look at it, like, it got most of everything in the country got to be white because it just adds some more white people than it is anybody else. Just straight numbers. But
no, it is now, but like you're saying, with the influence of the Hispanics, it's evident that in a couple more years, they going to be, you know what I'm saying, I ain't say minority, but they ain't going to be the majority no more.
No, they're going to be, they are going to be a minority. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think they say about like 2030 something, 2040 something.
And by 20, whatever, like everybody's like, but that shit is evident, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I said, I breed them down dogs. You can't, you breed a black dog, anything, you going to get a black dog.
Mm-hmm.
Swear. Yeah. It's too dominant.
Unless
Jane Ellie, I told you about her last week. Y'all didn't watch her. You watched her?
Yeah, I fuck with Jane. That's my cousin. She said she my cousin.
Yep.
So shit.
She made that white lady cry that one time
on that show. Bro, they went to the UK and did it on some old people and shit. Like
the eye color shit or the
she did. Yeah, she did about the eye color thing. But it's just crazy how like their racism just a little more subtle than ours, but it's still like
it's there.
Like the black woman trying to tell her. They don't even see, like, you know what I'm saying? I guess we kind of racist to black people, but they don't even see that they is racist because they just so used to being that prick, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's how the shit go, man.
Ooh, this is a horrible version. I don't want to hear Ludacris on this.
I heard Ludacris rapping on the internet the other day. Yeah, did some kind of freestyle and shit. That bitch still got them pork chop sideburns. His shit ain't never grow. Shit like a chin strap. Oh, speaking of chin strap. The train about to keep on rolling, y'all. Shout out to all hell the mighty Bruins, man. We going to Columbia and get some damn cookies next weekend, man. Win the championship, man.
Who y'all play? Greenville?
Who we play in the championship?
Yeah.
Northwestern.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Northwestern put a few people in the league, too.
They 13-1.
This year? They'll be 13-2.
I promise, yeah.
It's going to be a good game, hopefully.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope it don't rain.
I'm going to watch it on TV.
I tell you like this. I asked my homeboy Nick Brooks. Shout out Brooks. I asked him about every game though, and he said the same. I'm talking about he over exaggerates now. That's what he do. But
we're going to cut their ass.
I said no, Nick, you say that down. We played other shit. I said no, man. You said, I'm telling you, man, give niggas 13 points. Give them 14 points. Give them 31. And play Wilson. He bet. I told you he bet niggas. Gave him all that shit. So I called
him. He gave them 31 points.
Yeah.
On the spread.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And one whooped a lot of niggas.
Yeah, y'all whooped the ass now.
But
I'm glad we ain't had.
I asked him about the game, and he said,
"Right."
He was like, "Man, we're gonna whoop their ass." Bro, I was like, "Nick, this is Northwestern, man." He's like, "Bro, I'm telling you, such and such." So with that being said, I don't think it's gonna be close.
Mm.
Even though that game was close this weekend, think about it. It was 28-27 in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
That shit still ended up being like 42 to, you know what I'm saying?
42-27.
Yeah, 43-27.
Like, it's gonna look ugly on the paper when the game get over. It might be a good game, but. Like I was telling Jones, you got to score 40 to beat them.
Mm-hmm.
You got to score 40. I was saying, you got to score 40 to beat them, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the Bruins.
Mm-hmm.
They don't.
I root for them because they're down the street from my house.
They don't influence my life.
You be hearing that band.
Huh?
You be hearing that band.
Uh-uh.
You might not be home then. I can hear that shit at my crib.
I don't really be hearing it like that.
Oh, yeah. I guess that train, you probably so immune to them.
No.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I can hear that shit all the way at my crib. Whenever
only band I hear is the Mighty.
Golden Bell.
No. The Falcons.
Oh God.
Ain't nobody touching Dollars and Band. But anyway, they ain't win. This ain't a band
competition. Dollars and Band ain't better than Wilson.
You crazy. Yeah. Bro, Dollars and Band, the best band in the state.
Dog, we just went and represented
Grand Champion.
We just went and represented the state in Florida at the Battle of
Oh, y'all talking about now.
Yeah.
I didn't know Wilson known for their band in Marching 101. That what made me go to state. I went to a Wilson game and saw that shit. Yeah. State never came to a Dollars and Band game.
Yeah, they did.
They did. They come every year.
Our band director from state too. We used to have John C. Smith and State come out.
No, for real.
Yeah. But most of the motherfuckers from Darlington that was on the band at Darlington went to state.
There ain't nobody want to fuck with bands out of Darlington though.
Yeah.
That's just what it is. That history.
Ain't nobody what?
Ain't nobody fucking band.
Yeah. When Mayo from Mayo to Darlington.
Yeah, they don't want to fuck with
that. One thing that stayed the same, the band did.
Yeah. Except for about 3-4 years.
Yeah. They took about 3-4 years.
And y'all like that?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y'all don't want to win in sports? No, y'all just want to
win. We win in sports, too, though.
We was winning
in sports. Don't you won a national championship before?
No.
National championship?
State, should I say?
Yeah, and some shit. Shout out to Renzo, state champ.
And what?
Hurdles.
We got some softball championships.
We for sure
got baseball, softball. Mm-hmm.
We got some softball. Mm-hmm.
About to get that football one this weekend, man.
Yeah, y'all will.
Train will keep on rolling.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Tupac, 20 years ago, came out. Well, they dropped that Better Days joint. It had a bunch of, you know.
Just making shit.
Yeah. Thugs Mansion. Still songs
together on different beats. We done heard the verse.
Trick Daddy on a couple songs. Change Man, T.I. and Jonte Austin. Like, it was just...
Sound like some shit that we don't need to play on here.
Yeah. I'm just talking about it because, you know, he had already been dead for 5 years. Now, when we ride on our internet,
Tupac ain't dead. Been a little shit on the internet where people, like, he was somewhere. They were showing little videos on him and shit like that. Nigga looked just like him, bro.
Man, Tupac dead, man. Yeah.
I'm talking about they got videos. Like, he'll walk by with, like, a raincoat on, a yellow raincoat or something. You seen that one?
Goddamn.
They got pictures with him and Beyonce, like, motherfuckers who... He already supposed to been dead before them. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he on picture with them motherfuckers, bro.
Yeah, they did. This was a dope CD, too.
It's like a documentary I watched. It was like, is he really not looking at the shit?
Stay off of the YouTube.
Them rabbit holes.
Down the rabbit hole.
Birdman. What happened to that boy?
Birdman said he the...
Remember that, though?
Y'all heard him say that? You heard what he said this week, the other day?
What Birdman said?
He the best... He had the longest run or some shit ever than anybody. Some shit he said.
As far as what goes?
Executive?
What did he say, man? That's
the only thing, because he said he wasn't a rapper.
He was talking real reckless, though.
He said he wasn't a rapper. He was a gangster.
I said, no, Birdman.
You said how long ago? 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Birdman album came out.
Uh-huh.
He definitely wasn't no rapper.
And he had the song with the clips.
I was listening to the old Cash Money. That bitch Birdman was trash, boy.
Yeah,
I like Birdman.
He would not rhyme though. Bitch, tell me something. Come to my store till I come back. Got another 100 on the head. What, baby? You know that the end supposed to rhyme now. Hey, he snapped on that though. Birdman image is way better than his lyrics.
His Wayne wrote this one up for him. Mm-hmm.
Birdman, dad, I flying in the well.
Flying in the well. Damn, this shit 20 years old.
Say it ain't so.
Them boys hate each other. Ooh, this when this shit started, though.
Oh, here go with your boy Birdman. Say, check him out, B.
Why he use the car to be lying?
Something stuck, man.
How y'all feel about that?
Man.
Jimmy Iovine count.
Tell Birdman said that.
He ain't lying, though. Who had a longer run than Birdman?
Did he?
Ain't really? Who did it? What did he got out?
Shit. A lot of shit. They remaking Diddy shit now. But that's what a lot of people don't
know. No, but for what it's worth, though, you got to think about this, too. I guess damn, NBA YoungBoy is that nigga artist, bro.
Not only that, Nicki his artist too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Drake
and Drake,
Wayne,
and Wayne. So him and YoungBoy.
When you think Cash Money came out, it was probably like 2007. 97. What?
Cash Money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 97.
96, 97.
They really came out, yeah, like 96, 97.
Mm-hmm. It ain't been nobody that been 20 something years in the rap game, I guess, doing that.
Nobody but Jay.
And like, he ain't got no artists like that doing what Cole, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, but I don't even count that with Jay because Jay don't really do the shit. Now they ain't like managing artists.
Mm.
But he ain't over no label like that, not to me. Not like you can say Diddy, but Diddy don't really got a lot of artists out. Like he had a time where he really wasn't putting out music like that.
So that's what I say. Is Drake and Nicki still signed to him, or did when Lil Wayne went through all that shit, they got off?
I think they still under Cash Money.
Yeah, he still getting that money. Baby gonna let your ass go, bro. You seen they say about Atlantic Records using the bots and shit on their on the views and shit or whatever. Everybody talking about that shit now,
streaming or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They do that with everything though. It's a
I knew that from Tekashi because ain't no fucking way, bro. No, that meaning me is the people watching this nigga, bro.
It's a
that fast.
It was a TV show with that nigga. With Michael K. Williams that played Omar from The Wire.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a guy, and the guy was like, basically they use like streaming phones or that you pay them and they have like a whole bunch of phones set up, mm-hmm. and they just listen to it or whatever. And they did it, and then they do something kind of like that with podcasting now too.
Mm-hmm.
Like iHeart, say like they big shows, they'll pay to put it on like a game, like on a game on your phone,
mm-hmm.
and you have to click on it, and you click on it to like get the ad off, it'll count as a play. So like people that be playing them games online and shit. So a lot of them like big shows, a lot of the numbers be fraudulent or whatever. Like it's kind of hard for a regular person to compete out here when they doing shit like that. Like,
yeah.
So like they in the sneaker world. Tell them to join the sneaker world then.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. 25 years ago, Tupac, one more time. You remember the Are You Still Down double album joint?
I remember the song.
I wonder if Heaven Got a Ghetto.
Beat was so hard.
Yeah, that beat was fucking hard. Fuck all Tupac y'all.
Tupac don't hear no more.
They don't. Do for love.
Remember the Death Row shit?
Snoop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, something up here.
So he got a chart or something. No, he took all that shit down, he said.
16 on Death Row.
Yeah,
When I Get Free.
Oh no, it's on here. Are You Still Down?
Yeah. For that one if Heaven Got a Ghetto, that was on there.
Mm-hmm.
Are You Still?
I wonder if Heaven Got a Ghetto.
That beat was hard.
Oh yeah, that beat is hard.
That the hip hop version.
Mm-hmm. That shit. Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. It should be the other one. It ain't two of them on there.
And if I die, I wonder if Heaven Got a Ghetto. Good question about this Tupac, man.
That's the remix.
No, this the regular.
No, it ain't. Mm-hmm. That the hip hop version.
I'm telling you, I'm looking at it.
You ain't telling me, nigga. I know.
Yeah. How about I say that is not it?
You definitely not. Nah, hold up.
You said you want me to play the hip hop version.
No.
I'm about to play the hip hop version right now.
No.
This on disc two. The hip hop version.
The original version.
That was the original version I just played. This the hip hop version right here. This the hip hop.
Okay, that's the only one I ever heard.
Yeah.
I heard both.
Oh yeah. Okay. You right. You right. I'm sorry, Brandon.
I'm looking at it. That's what I know.
I'm sorry. This should have been the original version.
Now you know this makes sense now, because on this song I used to be like, I done heard these lyrics before. Mm-hmm. Like he didn't rap. Why he rap the same song twice?
Yeah.
I did not realize that these was just two of the same. This had the same name.
Uh huh.
What the hell you think? Like just, that to show you what Tupac mind is. For that nigga just ask a question like that. Like he writing a song. And
yeah,
he got that from Master P.
Is that him for a gangsta?
Yeah, that was Master
gangsta,
P. Who said it first, Master P or him?
That's kind of two different things, though.
I think.
Because he's saying it's heaven for a gangster.
That came out.
He wanted Heaven Got a Ghetto.
That came out after this. Master P came out after Tupac died.
Just like Cash Money and them boys say that Master P be stealing shit.
And just think about this, though. If you was like a street dude or whatever, you just from the hood or whatever, And like, you know, like sometimes when niggas move to the suburb, they just like, fuck, I just gotta go back to hood. Like, cause that, yeah. know. Cause you do things like, see, you did like go Wallace. To heaven. You did go to heaven or whatever. I'm pretty sure niggas will be looking for a hood, though, bro. Like, we just don't want to be in the heaven like nice lives. I'm pretty sure niggas want to go to the hood and do.
You
hood
know the way the hood is when the ghetto.
Hell
is hell. Going to hell.
But God got to have a ghetto there.
No, he don't got to.
I make sense.
Why?
We from the ghetto.
Who is we?
Black people.
Not no damn black people.
The world, Earth
I
is a ghetto.
I thought we was kings.
Earth is a ghetto.
We was kings.
Yeah. We was then.
Everybody wasn't a king.
No.
Yeah, everybody wasn't a king.
Somebody had to clean some shit up. When the Dora Milaje came through, you had to bow, not looking at him in the damn face like on the Woman King and shit. I probably was a nigga in a hut.
You saw Black Adam too?
Yeah.
Black Adam way better than Woman King like that?
No.
That's what Sauce Walker was saying. He was like, DC whooped Marvel ass.
Nah.
He's like, that damn.
No, better than Black Wakanda?
Adam. Yeah, like no, Black, Adam, Black Adam way better than that, what he was saying.
No. I don't think so. It's good, but it's.
You watch him on the thing?
No, I watched it. I watched Black Adam on the thing. I went to the movies to see, what you call it?
Black Panther.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I'm a ride back to that Tupac today. I'm looking at the damn play the song.
Oh, I got my new song of the day, B.
Get some shit. I want
to do that again. Play that Lil Uzi Rock.
Lil Uzi Rock.
Yeah, you said you ain't heard it yet either.
Lil Uzi Rock. Oh, that's a Lil Uzi song called Rock.
About to come up. I mean, it should come up soon. You put it in. I'm pretty sure that's one of the videos they were saying that niggas might. They was using the bot song. They was like, how the fuck this nigga get 7 million views and
just wanna rock.
Yeah.
Oh, just wanna rock.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Is your shit playing the video or just you on YouTube?
No.
Oh, you on the thing? Okay.
Title.
I want you to say that little nigga kill the city. Buddy back yet, Watson?
No.
Sure, no.
He playing. He come back next week.
Okay.
Oh, I see it. Just Wanna Rock.
This gonna be the
video up here.
Yeah, play that. Watch it. This gonna be the era that music is going to, like, more of that house shit, like New Jersey kind of. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But which, like, I was showing Jones, we watching this shit. Like, he say, shit, that better than any nigga tell nigga to shoot each other up and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I just saw a video with a dude. I forgot his name. And he was talking in the video. You probably seen the video. They got the guns blurred out. They're like, they're in the studio or something. They got all the guns blurred out. And they talking about killing niggas. There's still gonna be some
killing niggas. Homeboy showed me some shit. There's some nigga. He don't lie. He got the gun. You know what I'm saying? Like slack nigga, like doing shit like this.
And he shot.
And that bitch knocked all the nigga teeth out, bro.
I saw that shit too.
Damn.
Just from the kickback of that bit.
Jesus.
Oh, I heard this. They
get sturdy, B.
Maybe that's why I seen that.
Get sturdy. You should tell, when you tell that shit to them little kids, them bitches get that boy. All them little nigga homeboy, them nigga be getting sturdy, boy. Like, get sturdy, Dayson. That little nigga be goddamn.
They start dancing.
This song be on TikTok and shit, ain't it?
That nigga shut down New York. Just pulling up.
Oh, I saw like some cell phone video of him doing the in Times Square. Doing dancing and shit.
Oh, he said he couldn't say. I thought he was saying sturdy. He said sturdy like being gay. I'm like, you know, that one word.
Nah, he was,
the S word.
He was
a bit shut down New York, man. Shout out to Lil Uzi, man.
Hey, it a live stream of Times Square on that thing too. So you can like watch what's going on in Times Square.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like at the top. Yeah. That shit crazy. I'm trying to catch somebody like. I'm trying to catch like when Champ be down there, whatever.
Yeah.
Holler at Champ, be like, is he really there?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, go stand right here and wave your arms so I can see this shit.
Word.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Y'all check that little Uzi out. Go check that Tupac out. Pull that Tupac back up, man.
Well, our girl ain't sitting down this week, Susie
Q. Susie Q, she probably been traveling or something. Mm-hmm. Ain't had time.
Susie, get that little internet back on.
She went to Detroit.
Yeah, she was traveling for the holidays.
One of her damn homes.
Yeah. Last, before we leave, I want to say happy 40th birthday to Thriller. Michael Jackson dropped Thriller 40 years ago, nigga.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas old.
Yeah.
No, but bro, when I remember Thriller, nigga, I remember when Michael Jackson came out with that video dancing in that red. That was not 40 years ago.
It was. No, you just saw it because they were still playing.
Oh, he was just. I was say. He was just. That album was just that big. That even when I came up, it was. Still
I think
going
that
on.
Might. That might be one of the.
Give
highest
me something
out
of the B.
I don't know if I can.
Thriller might.
They
be.
Got Michael Jackson shit too.
What do you mean?
Nah.
No, I'm saying I don't want it to get.
That, if he play, have to play like Chipmunk.
Yeah.
Them albums. But we can do it with everybody else.
Yeah, they ain't Michael Jackson.
Yeah, as long as we talk over it.
Let me tell you something. Prince got me taken off one time. So.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Yeah, Prince, his music is
Thriller the video. No, Thriller the album.
Yeah, the album.
The album came out 40 years.
If we play Michael Jackson just like a song on your show, they'll take your shit down because you owe money for copyright, some shit like that.
Well, they'll take it down because it's
infringement.
Yeah, and if you don't,
what about
take it down,
I thought you were supposed to say shit like I don't own the rights to this before you do it or something like that.
No, that's on Facebook, and I don't even know if that shit really worked.
Yeah, I don't know either.
They do that shit on YouTube shits too, though.
I don't know.
So what about the niggas who do like say you do a reaction video and you playing Michael Jackson? You can't do they let niggas do that?
They might
because it's classified as a reaction video. And they don't play the whole song. They might stop it after a certain point and then start talking
about it. Yeah,
like this is like rules to it. Like you only can play a certain amount of the time.
And who owned Michael Jackson catalog?
His family, I think.
Yeah, his estate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's real then.
But but that's why that's the crazy shit about it is Nas just dropped that album with the song Quincy and Michael. And he talking about the Thriller album in the motherfucking song. Like, he talk about how much money was put into that video. Like, that video, dog, they had a documentary about how the video was made back in the 80s.
That was the best video ever for a long time.
Yeah, that
bro.
Shit still on. That shit on YouTube. Like, they got the making of, it's called the make. Go Google. Go to YouTube and type in the making of Thriller. And you can watch how the whole video was made from the fucking choreography to every fucking thing.
I was it was some teacher. It was at some high school or whatever, and it was right around Halloween. So she walked into the hallway, the whole class and shit, and they did a reactment of that shit.
Yeah,
killing it too.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you said, that shit 40 years old.
40 years old, dog. Yeah, motherfuckers still doing that. Cause that shit went viral a few years ago. They was doing it like the teachers was doing it with their students and shit in the hallway and shit. The Thriller dance. Yep. But shout out to Mike.
Musicians, I guess. I guess they kind of like guys and shit like that for shit like that, cause he gonna live forever.
Yeah, as long as somebody keep playing
gonna,
that shit,
bro. Somebody gonna always play Michael Jackson. I just one of the people now.
Yeah,
we might not hear certain people. You can always hear Michael Jackson. Yeah. I think
as long as motherfuckers keep listening to it, man. But yeah, man, I appreciate y'all joining me today. Doogie, tell them where they can find you.
Let me say it slow. SBN Frenchies. Doogie on IG. B-side said fast last time.
I thought you were saying SBF. SBN Frenches.
Easy. Tell them
they trying to make me BMF.
Shout out to BMF.
Tell them where they can find you, Easy.
Preach_BP on social media.
Oh, yeah. Make sure y'all check him out every Monday and Wednesday.
Cheer.
DJ Blaze Radio Show.
Cheer.
This your boy Jones. You can email us at themusicjonespodcast@gmail.com. Hit us up on Instagram at themusicjonespodcast. Hit me up, JPJones81. Real Juice Jones on Twitter, Julian Jones on Facebook. Appreciate y'all. Peace. Don't you know now is the perfect time?